Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rems Mabote. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rems Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. And finally, the day came where millions of South Africans on a public holiday walked away from the binging on movies, series, and beverage, and even braved the nippy weather to finally decide who should govern them for the next 5 years. After being bombarded by poll after poll and extensive campaigning, every party and its surrogates and bots trying to convince us who to put our ex next to, on Wednesday, I ran my own poll to find out who people wouldn't be seen voting for. It is no secret that most people would rather die than tell who they will vote for. But asked who they would not vote for, that is not a secret. The enthusiasm to make this an open secret was palpable. And they spoke and spoke and spoke. They couldn't be bothered that they had a 30 seconds window to tell their story. When it comes to who people don't like, they flaunt it with aplomb. So, dear politician, welcome to the Vox Populi, the voice of the people, according to Taking the Rams by the Horns. Disclaimer, the sample of this survey was very credible. It was not funded by any foreign agents. All the respondents were adults from all walks of life and all genders, including members of the LGBTQI plus community. They were mainly my friends and associates. And very few of them were Arsenal or Manchester United supporters. You can't find anything more trustworthy. And the question was simple and clear. Which politician or political party wouldn't you vote for, even if they were the only one on the ballot paper? Although only one of the respondents had English as their mother tongue, I had no doubt my sample of respondents understood the question clearly without potholes, burning flags, or radical economic transformation. Enough of the preamble. Let's hear what the people had to say before they walked into the voting booth. Winning hands down in the unpopularity stakes was the Democratic Alliance. If my sample of nearly 93.5 people is anything to go by, the DA is not, in the language of the IFP, a party you can trust. Similarly, so is its leader, John Valigate Steenhuisen. It started with the serious. Shantamulod, a Sowetan, had the sternest words about the DA.
The one party I would never, ever dream of voting for is the Democratic Alliance. Okay, there's more parties that I wouldn't vote for, but I'm going to mention the Democratic Alliance because they are a very, very racist party. Ask yourself, over the years, what has happened to so-called progressive black leaders of that particular party, being the Democratic Alliance? You can name them. Bo Lindiwe Mazibuko. Name them. Bona bo, the others who started their new parties now, bo, Herman Mashaba, and this other guy from Dobsonville, what's his name? Musimaimani, and the like. Many so-called top progressive black leaders of the Democratic Alliance left. Ask yourself why. I can tell you right now, it is because of the racism and the institution the Democratic Alliance is. They are pro-white, and pro-white. And look at the people who are in the Western Province, Cape Town and the like. All those people, the black people in the townships, are crying out loud, Jorge, you know what? In our townships, there's no development. Nothing is happening when everything else is happening in Cape Town. Cape Town is like a country on its own. It's like a city outside of South Africa. But go to the townships and check what it is. The difference is huge. And it's unfortunate that it is the way it is. And it is a shame, a real shame.
Actually, I was wrong. Shanta Moloto is not serious. He is angry. Mzi, although brief and straight to the point, unlike Shanta, agreed.
I think the one party that I've never voted for is the Democratic Alliance. That party is for white privilege. Everything they stand for is white. Period. Thank you.
Mzi is one person who doesn't misuse privilege. I asked for 30 seconds clip. He gave me 15. Clearly, he does not have time for the DA. And then it went philosophical.
So the one political party I would never ever cast my vote for, even if my life depended on it, that would be the DA. See, to me, the DA is like a neighbor that owns a dog. And not just any dog, but a chihuahua. And this chihuahua has a tendency of helping itself onto my lawn. What do you do in that instance? Do you go back to the neighbor and rather present him with a bigger breed of dog, say a Saint Bernard, instead of asking your neighbor to take care and ensuring that its chihuahua stops from doing its business onto my lawn?
There is no doubt to Dash, the DA is in the dog box, and no amount of justification can save it from the pool. He was not alone. Naniwe also felt the DA was not worth the indelible mark on her manicured left thumb.
The one party I wouldn't vote for is the Democratic Alliance, the DA. I would never, ever vote for that, even if you gave me 10 million and asked me to put that X next to that face, Egas Denhazen. I would just never do that. One, because it is unthinkable that a minority would go up and lead us in government again. Yo, that's number one. White supremacist again in power. Never. Number two, just imagine Steenhuisen, Armin Batong. Steenhuisen being the president, I would not even make him a monitor of noise in the class. Thank you.
To Naniwe, while the DA is a no-no, its leader, Valigate, is a definite no-no-no, Sinor. Sam, from the west end of Johannesburg, was equally not fond of the DA.
The one party I would not vote for, even if it's the only party left, will be the DA. Because one, I don't want to go back and carry a Dompas after moving technologically to a smart card. That's one. Two, I don't want to be calling small kids bottling bars. And lastly, I'm not interested in carrying a passport just to visit the Western Cape.
Sam is a sure case of once bitten twice shy. From bars, he is sure not going the plane bus route. And for that, he is not giving the DA a passport to govern his country. And then my other friend, who chose to remain anonymous and literally beeped her name out of the clip, also weighed in on the DA. She spoke so fast, I couldn't wink between the words.
Hello, my name is Boo. I would never, ever, ever vote for a DA, even if they paid me. Okay, maybe if they paid me 7 million. No, 7? No. Anyway, I would never vote for a DA, ever, because of that gimmicky advert of theirs. Can you imagine? They're standing at the union buildings pretending to be present. Like Badlali Sketch, never. I would never, ever, ever do that. It's so silly. It's laughable, actually. Never. I would never vote for a DA.
Funny, she says it's laughable. And neither is she or me laughing. But I got her drift. But the best show of hate for the DA came from another respondent who chose anonymity. What I can confirm is that she's a university lecturer, a mother, and loves cappuccino with cream. Suri, oops, she was supposed to be anonymous, but what the heck, has this if I die, I die attitude about not giving the DA her vote.
I would never vote for the DA. Any party that makes the murder of other human beings okay should not be on our ballot sheets. I would rather slice my wrists and die a very slow and painful death than vote for the DA.
Enough of the DA. Clearly, my respondents don't love the party and John Steenhuisen. To invoke President Cyril Ramaphosa, they feel John must hold his back.
Shut up, you Steenhuisen, and listen. You look around the world.
Point of order, Chief.
I want you to shut up.
President.
Because
order. Honorable members.
Second on the scale of unlikability on our survey was the governing party, the African National Congress. You see, the ANC remains an enigma. Although many people are unhappy with government delivery, it still does not attract as much hate as, say, the DA, according to my poll, at least. But it doesn't mean it gets a get-out-of-jail card. Far from it. According to the voice of the people in our poll, the ANC is in bad shape. A historical voter, Zoe, is like a jilted love.
The one party I would never vote for is the ANC. I've voted for them before. They were given 30 years to make a difference in our country, but instead things have gotten worse. Yo, they're more like that toxic relationship where you hold on with the hope that things will get better, but instead things get worse every day. No, I feel they have abused me enough, and now it's time to move on. I don't know where to, but yeah, no one really, guys, enough, enough, enough.
She wants out. Even if she doesn't end up in the hands of another lover, it doesn't matter. What did that disgraced R. Kelly say? When a woman is fed up. Yes, that's what he said. And when they were fed up, they sent him to jail. But I digress. All the way from the Northwest, which proves the legitimacy of our sample, Tivello agrees with Zoe. And damn, she did it in style. She could actually stand in for me when I'm off sick playing golf.
So the one party I would not vote for, Kikongolose. And for the reason yauri, hey, I want to keep my skeletons to myself. I give at least a skeleton in Yanatagaditlachele. And also, in case I get to be asked to fill one of the 1 million graves that are still empty somewhere in the country. I know, Kishapka Kongolo Sebuti.
Another respondent who was not voting the ANC is Fani. Not Fani, Fani, a young man from Kwakwa. See, I told you our sample is representative. Fani's problem, however, seems to be more about the party leader than the party itself. But most importantly, it is how he says it.
So who wouldn't I vote for, even if they were the last person on the ballot? I feel like it's pretty obvious, and I know that most South Africans will agree with me. It's definitely Cupcake. I will definitely not vote for Cupcake, even if he was the only like person participating in the ballot. I'd rather not vote at all. If you don't know who Cupcake is, his name sounds like cornflakes or cereal, you understand? But yeah, I wouldn't vote for Cupcake. Like, no thank you, no way.
To think Fanny is from the same area as Claudio Motsoeneng is just surreal. Now we know which one is the village jester. Letsholo, a Joe beggar with Northwest roots, is not so flippant about his dislike for the ANC.
I would like to put forward the ANC as the party that I would not want to vote for. They have been around the block for quite some time now, and they've pretty much done more harm for their name than good. Apart from the numerous and bloated number of ministers and deputy ministers that they have, I feel as though every single election time they come with promises that they barely execute to an efficient manner. Upon Zuma's departure, he had stated that education from a tertiary perspective would be free. Nothing has come of that. They had promised that land reform would be enacted and that they would be underway to start fixing that. Nothing has happened. And now they've introduced the NHI bill to try and score more votes. It's a usual tactic, and it's getting old.
You can't trick an old dog with old tricks. Letsholo has had enough of the glorious people's movement. Letsholo is not the only one who's not giving the ANC another chance. Another respondent who wished to stay anonymous is a friend from the Eastern Cape, and she had these unflattering reflections on the party of Mandela and Tambo.
The party I would never vote for again is the ANC. I feel to Cupcake, Nabantu Bakhe, I gave them a lot of chances and they messed them up. So this time I'm giving a chance to other kids. Let's see how they do.
Following hot on the footsteps of the ANC and DA is the economic freedom fighters. Lovable as they sometimes seem to be, it appears the EFF is not such a sweetheart to others. And my respondents had some of the harshest words.
The one politician I wouldn't vote for is Julius Malema. The man is a walking contradiction. Living it up, partying it with the rich, while gathering the poor, promising them to go against the same rich that he enjoys. He's like the wolf, inviting the sheep to dinner when mutton is the only dish on the table. If you don't keep an eye on him, he'll eat us all.
Hey, nah! The Gucci revolutionaries won't be chaffed by this. If they knew Tshepo, they'd dismiss him and insult him for being a product or beneficiary of white monopoly capital, even though he is an ordinary worker of a state-owned agency. But who cares? When the EFF hates you, you could be God herself. They will condemn you to hell. Prudence agrees with Sepp, but her gripe is beyond the EFF as a party. She clearly has a problem with the man they call commander-in-chief in that party.
The one politician I will never vote for is Julius Malema. Julius Malema is a liar. He's a liar, and he's a liar, and he's a liar, and he is a liar. He's a liar of the liars. He is a liar, that guy. He cannot be trusted. He can never, ever. He's very untrustworthy. There's one thing I don't hate, I will never vote for Julius Malema. He's a liar. Ramaka. He's very disrespectful. He insult people. He insult Batswana or Baba Kholo. I don't care if it's the game of politics, but most South Africa, we need to teach our children respect. The very same youth, the very same generation or the future that he's talking about. If battle follower Julius Malema owns as Andy Moile Gate.
In fairness to Juju, he showed me some respect when He was here nearly a month ago. He even took a picture with me. But the hate was not meant only for the top three political parties. Melinda detests the Freedom Front Plus.
The one party I would never, ever vote for in South Africa is the Freedom Front. I don't even know actually who the leader is. I think he's maybe a Groenewald or a Mulder. So, yeah, I mean, I have no clue who he is. I don't have any interest in that party. And I think if that party had to come into power ever in South Africa, it would be like the biggest nightmare, and we would be going back like 1,000 years. And so, yeah, Freedom Front, no.
And so does Voni, who doesn't like to be spoken to in Afrikaans, just like me hating being spoken to in black men.
The political party I will never vote for is the Freedom Front Plus. First of all, they are not appealing to the young South African. And secondly, they seem not to be interested in transformation. Every time Pieter Groenewald addresses the country, he speaks in Afrikaans, regardless of whether we understand him or not. So yeah, it's the Freedom Front Plus for me.
Machtig. Dear Freedom Front, one thing is clear. My people don't like you. Thank God you have your 123,000 voters from Orania. Here's to Clippers and Coke. I did not think the new kids on the block would get a mention, but damn, was I wrong. Ironically, this can only mean that they have done well to attract attention, even if it is from their haters. First to receive some no love was the new kid on the block, the MK party, under former President Jacob Zuma. Lindiwe, a citizen of KwaZulu-Natal herself, was the first to respond.
I would never vote for the MK, even if it was the only party on the ballot paper. Anything with Zuma in it spells disaster. We've already had several years of a Zuma disaster in our country. We certainly do not need any more.
Sam has a more metaphorical take on the MK and by extension, the ANC. I must say she uses rather strong language to express her feelings. On reflection, I understand how hurtful she is, pun intended.
Hey Rams, my name is Sam. I will never vote for MK or ANC. And the reasons are very simple. It's like taking an artificial plant and placing it inside an arsehole. And you call that arsehole a vase. I believe that that artificial plant is like their promises. Very fabricated. It's fake. Fake promises, actually. So how on earth can you do that? You can't do that. You can't take any plant for that matter, put it inside an arsehole and call it a vase. It will never happen. It makes no sense at all.
Not what you would call flowery language, ne? But her comments make a vast difference. Mtebelele, on the far eastern, doesn't have the nicest thoughts about the other new kids on the block.
The one party, one of the parties I would not vote for, even if they're the only ones left. It's the ones I call the middle class projects. That's your Rise, Busa, Arise, Sara, and such players. The reason is that I feel they need to combine. They need to be combined and form a strong middle class oriented bloc and then challenge the ANC. At the moment, they are too fragmented, and I don't think each can achieve what they hope to individually. Second party I would not vote for is my man, Juju. His project looks colorful from the outside, man, but I think he has dictatorial tendencies and a contradictory lifestyle. Last but not least, the party I would not vote for, if it's the only one on the ballot paper, MK. No chief. MK is a project about one man and staying out of prison. Nothing more.
I guess he couldn't help himself there in the end and felt he had to include the EFF and MK. That's what we call freedom of speech. Once in a while in our lifetimes, a genius is born, and most of us misunderstand them because their ideas are way ahead of their time. They include people like Robert Sobukwe and Galileo Galilei. The latter was even beheaded for suggesting the earth is round. How silly of him. One other such genius is the man who once called himself an organic intellectual, Hlaudi Motsoeneng. We do not seem to get him, just like TAT doesn't.
If there's one politician that I will never vote for, it has to be Hlaudi Motsoeneng. The man is a clown. He is more of a comedian than a politician. He can't even explain a simple thing as a manifesto. So how would we then expect such a person to lead a country? So it's a Hlaudi Motsoeneng for me. It just doesn't make sense.
I do not know what CAT is talking about. I mean, who can doubt the genius of the former Uber broadcaster of South Africa?
What's your plan in fixing unemployment?
The first issue that you need to do, South Africa must operate 27. What do I mean by that? I mean you must have people who work 8 hours during the day and during the night, 8 hours. You'll be able to create employment.
With the main parties done, there was some displeasure saved for the African Christian Democratic Party for their unclear but expected views on Palestine.
Yeah, the one party that I would never vote for, even if it is the only party left in this country, is the ACDP. I don't understand the politics of this party. I don't even think that they understand their own politics and their own policies as well. For example, their leader cannot even articulate clearly on the issue of Palestine and Israel. He can't even tell the differences between Judaism as a faith and Zionism as a political doctrine. He can't tell the differences. That's why he blindly supports Israel in the genocide against the Palestinian people. He doesn't see anything wrong in it. The second party, of course, is the Democratic Alliance. The party is based on racist values. That's why the leaders, both leaders, John Steenhuisen and Helen Zille, really do not even realize, they're not even aware that they are racist, and they actually espouse racist values in this party. It is a very weak opposition, in my view, as a political party. That is another party that I'll never vote for.
I must say, I agree with Moshe. Saving the best for last was my friend Simi, who didn't hide his dislike for my homeboy, Musima Imam. Of the man who once accused Zuma of being a
broken man presiding of a broken society.
Simi believes that Musi himself should break beyond repair.
I would never, ever, 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 ever vote for Musi Maimane. I have never wished for a person to be more unemployable than that man. I hope at the end of this election, I pray at the end of this election that he has no job and that he is at home with a million posters that say one job for every household and his wife has to go out to work. I despise that human being. He lost me the day I saw a photo with him and Benjamin Netanyahu.
My sample may be small and will likely not be a great indicator of what we are likely to see when the results come out. But one thing is clear. Parties like COPE, UDM, PAC, GOOD and AZAPO can rest assured no one hates them. Maybe, just maybe, 2024 will be their 1994. And so, politician, now you know who hates you and why. Please note, no correspondence shall be entered into. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Please tell us who you'd never vote for. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, Goodbye and God bless. Switch.